We are working here in the U.S. Senate on our defense authorization bill. It is our effort to make sure that America's military remains strong, that we protect America in every way that we can. The 2009 National Defense Authorization Act does a number of different things that are important for our nation's defense and for our military installations in Colorado. It provides for a military pay increase of 3.9%. It strengthens health care for our service members. It blocks the administration's request for an increase in TRICARE fees for service members, provides funds to protect our deployed service members, provides funds for chemical demilitarization at the Pueblo Chemical Depot, and it authorizes nearly $700 million for military construction projects in Colorado. We are hopeful that next week, when we pivot over from defense authorization to energy legislation, that we'll be able to move forward with a bipartisan package that will help us move towards energy independence for our nation. The senators who have been working on this group have a sense that we can pull together a bipartisan package that will be an Apollo project for the conversion of our motor vehicles from their usage now of oil over to alternative fuels, that we can embrace a new and enhanced ethic on conservation and efficiency, and that we can increase domestic production by opening up portions of the Gulf of Mexico as well as off coastal areas from the Atlantic. You know, there are still parts of it that we are trying to pull together. You know, I have a number of different suggestions that I have made, including doing some additional things with respect to with solar tax credits and with a wind energy tax credit. We want that extended so that it includes farms and ranches as well as commercial buildings and shopping centers and the like. And so we're still working on many of those substantive issues to include in the bill. I mean, we had a long discussion yesterday about the potential of a national renewable electricity standard. I think it's a great idea. I think we've proved in Colorado that we can get it done. Our effort here is really aimed at trying to include as much on the new energy agenda as we possibly can, knowing that ultimately we need to try to get beyond the 60-vote threshold. Part of what we've done here is included the tax incentives that we've worked on for a long time in the Senate Finance Committee that would include residential solar credits. It would include consumer credits for more efficient appliances. And it would try to make sure that we are incentivizing these things in happening at the consumer level. You know, we really in the state have been one of the leaders on geothermal energy. And one of the things that has not been very much on the table on our renewable energy agenda across the nation has been how we use geothermal energy. And so we will in this legislation include credits and include within the definition of renewable energy geothermal. Republicans have tried to cast Democrats as being anti-drilling and anti-production. That's not the case at all. You know, we put together a 2005 act which significantly increased drilling, exploration, drilling and production in our country. We put together the 2006 Act, which opened up 8 million acres of for exploration in the offshore. There are 48 million acres of public lands, which are now open for exploration and production in the country. And so when Republicans try to put the label on Democrats as being anti-production and anti-drilling, that's a false label.